Hi, this is Corey Shanahan, and this is the Leadership Minute. So sometimes you inherit a dysfunctional team. I have this with a number of clients right now where they've inherited a team, it's highly dysfunctional, and what do they do with it? In other words, they can't change everybody out. In fact, in some cases, it's very difficult to remove anybody, given the type of organization it is. So what do you do if you have to actually manage a dysfunctional team? Here's a couple of things that I found work well with my clients. One is, this seems so basic, but getting to know each other. Very often in a dysfunctional team, you'll find that people have ideas of how the others are. There will be triggers of behavior, things that they do that annoy other members of the team or annoy each individual, and they can't get beyond that. It's very difficult to dislike someone when you know more about their lives, when you know more about their background, their history, their personal lives, their humanity, was a way that a former boss once described it to me. And so one way to do that is to spend a lot of time creating climate where those things come out. So that may be in an offsite, that may be in sort of social settings, but quite purposefully, rather than just letting people mingle, thinking about how do you bring that out. One exercise I did recently with some senior executives at an international organization was asking them to bring to the offsite a photograph of themselves taken between the ages of 17 and 27. The idea being that that's a formative period for many people. And so everybody brought a photograph and they compared, and it opened up this whole realm, this whole side of each other, the sort of pre-professional side, but post-child period. And that was really revealing. And they really connected and were able to sort of build trust. And that's really the key thing. So with a dysfunctional team, if you can manage by getting people to connect, to build some trust, find where the shared values are, where there is common ground, even though they're very different and have strong views about each other, and allowing for conflict to take place. So one of the key attributes of a dysfunctional team is that the conflict is passive. You can't really see it. A lot of it happens outside the room. A lot of it happens in a passive aggressive, what's not said, what's done on the side. And so what's really important and an incredible breakthrough for a poorly performing team is to actually be able to disagree inside the room and not just outside it. The next thing, once you've got that, you've got some trust, you've got some healthy conflict, is really committing to being all in as a team, regarding your differences, being aware of your differences, even making some gentle humor around that, and being aligned. And don't give up on the possibility that some people still need to leave. I think that's key. Maybe you can move them sideways, you can give them a special task, but sometimes it is one bad apple. And sometimes all a dysfunctional team really needs is to lose one or two members so that the rest can thrive. So if you're trying to manage a dysfunctional team, I've got some other good tips. I've got plenty of experience doing this. So reach out to me, let's talk, and let's see what we can do to improve your dysfunctional team. You've been listening to The Leadership Minute with me, Corey Shanahan. For more information, please visit corryshanahan.com.